Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Reverend Ivy Rivera, Psychic Medium's Ask a Medium show here on Academy Talk Radio. We are live on the air from our studio in the Ivy League Psychic Academy in Amherst, New York. Reverend Ivy Rivera has designed the show in expectancy that it will reach those who are ready to receive the knowledge and information being taught here at exactly the right moment in synchronicity with your spirit. Ivy encourages all listeners worldwide to attend classes electronically or in person at the Ivy League Psychic Academy, where we are raising up the next generation of light workers. For a full listing of classes, visit ivyleaguepsychicacademy.com. And to book a reading with Ivy, visit ivyriverapsychicmedium.com or find her on Facebook. Hi, everyone. I am Reverend Teresa Tree Matuzak, a psychic medium. I am your host for this week's show, and I am one of the assistant teachers here at the Academy. Each show, there will be one of three assistant teachers that will be hosting, either Brittany Rose, Amanda, or myself. I am joined here with my guest for this evening, the lovely and talented, and one of the newest Level 2 certified graduates of the Ivy League Psych Academy, Jen Woods. Thank you so much for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Me too. This is going to be awesome. I love talking, so like, and I know that we got some nice energy flowing from today. I'm super, super excited. So we are taking your calls tonight, the whole hour, on anything psychic, mediumship, spiritual, paranormal, and on and off topic related. The number to call in is 646-668-2352. The number again is 646-668-2352. So before we get into tonight's show, I want to mention a couple classes and events that we have coming up. First is Meet Your Guides class on Wednesday, May 17th from 7 to 9 p.m. And that is $30 and it is Skype optional. Coffee with Your Angels on Wednesday, May 31st from 7 to 9 p.m. $30 and also Skype optional. Then we have Reiki training, levels 1, 2, and Masters on Saturday, June 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. And you will receive certificates upon completion of those classes. Ivy Rivera's Siwa City Psychic Fair is coming up on Saturday, September 23rd at the Buffalo Grain Silos in Buffalo, New York. It's a beautiful day of enlightenment with psychic mediums, tarot readers, Reiki healers, vendors, paranormal investigators, and a few other events going on as well. Jen, along with myself, will be doing private readings that day. I am super excited for that. Like, I don't know about you.
No, I'm really excited about it.
I cannot wait for that one either. But Ivy is looking for vendors for this event. So if you are interested, please text Ivy at 716-602-1391. So we're going to book right along here. And move into our topic. And Jen is my guest. As I said, she's a student here at the Academy, just graduated level 2 and certified in psychic mediumship. And I have to say, as an assistant teacher here at the Academy, I have the awesome job of working with the students. And I'm always in awe of the talent that I see week to week. And this lovely lady here sitting next to me is no exception to any of this. And so now, Jen, I have to say that it's been really an honor and a privilege in just kind of witnessing your growth over a period of time. And when I first met you back in December till now, it's like, wow, like such a major improvement in everything.
Absolutely.
And what sticks out really most in my mind is you have this, or to me, is a really interesting way of just kind of allowing the information to gather. And then it's like right when I'm about to like kind of like motion you or do something, you're like, bam, there it is. It just came flowing out. Or you'll look at me and go, I got it. Like you're just like, I don't need your help. Like, I got you.
Right.
And so it's just amazing to me. And it's just like awesome. And I just loved that about you and just how it kind of swirled in everything.
Mm-hmm.
So before I get too far ahead, because we're going to get into all that, we do have a caller waiting. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hi, caller. Are you on the? Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Hi. Can we have your name and where you're calling from?
Wendy, Sacramento, California.
Hi, Wendy. What is your question for us?
Well, I had started a job through a temp agency for data entry. I was new to that, and I was pulled off, and I was told that I'd be placed in another job with the same company in appeals and grievances on the phone. So I don't know if that's going to materialize. And then for the same company, I saw a job advertised online for regular customer service, which I have 15 years experience in, and this one is much closer to home. It's 3 miles away on International Drive. My concern is, if I'm given a start date for this other job that would exhaust me because of transportation, then I'd be locked in probably for 90 days or more. That's just the way they work.
Right.
And I know this other job would be so wonderful, but who knows if they would ever call me. The one on International Drive for customer service with Centene. Are you picking up anything?
Jen, do you want to take it, or do you want me to dive in?
No, I can.
Go for it.
What I really feel about the job, I like that it's easy that you want to stay in your comfort zone and do the customer service that you've done for so long. It does feel like there's a new set of skills to be gained, even in that 90-day time frame. You can kind of take those skills and move on to something different. It almost feels like a push to do something different and not to fall back into the same thing that you used to do. You loved it, and it was great. But it seems like there's kind of a push now to add more skills to you so you can do something differently.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm going right around along with Jen on this, and I'm really just kind of feeling like it almost feels like both doors are really kind of open for you, and it's kind of coming down to like free will and almost choice at this point. Like there's, it really feels like advancement with both. So the best thing I could really, you know, say at this point in time is really just kind of think about which one is better for you. I'm actually kind of feeling like the one that you has the more, the distance and the driving actually feels like it's got a lot more potential and a lot more stuff behind it. And that feels like it's within, I want to say like a 3 month time frame. It's like relatively sooner. But you really could do either one.
Well, my concern is that if I'm told that I should report to work, so like maybe later this week for the grievances and appeals job, before I interview with the regular customer service job that's 3 miles away, then I'd be locked in for at least 90 days. And then I'd have to perform very highly to apply to the company for any other position. That's why I'm really urgently hoping and praying that the job that's 3 miles away from me in customer service on International Drive, that they'll contact me sometime this week. Do you think they will, or are they going to wait longer?
I'm actually kind of seeing it being a little bit longer than this week. I'm not really seeing it too soon. It's soon, but not as soon as what you're really hoping for.
Okay. Well, will I be notified to start work in the grievances and appeals department soon?
Yeah. Yeah, that feels a lot sooner than the other one.
When will that start?
Honestly, I'm kind of feeling like maybe within 2 weeks, 3 weeks, somewhere within that line. Definitely before a month time frame.
And will Nancy, the manager, make me feel comfortable? Will I be able to keep that job as long as I want to keep it?
That really just kind of feels like up in the air. It feels like it really could sway, could kind of go either way. It kind of feels like it's based a little bit more on performance and everything else that's kind of going on around at that time. Okay?
Well, I need some longevity. I'm hoping something will pan out soon. Something that'll last me at least a few years. Do you see that?
Once the job kicks in, yeah, It'll be a process. It'll be a little bit slow starting, but it will stretch out and go a lot longer. Yes. It's just going to take a little bit to actually kind of kick in. At least that's what I'm seeing. Okay.
Okay. Is it, I don't know if you're saying that it's the grievance and appeals job, or is it the job that's 3 miles away?
Whichever one that you have the more experience in at this time, that's the one I'm feeling is the one you're going to be more in.
Yeah, that's the one 3 miles away. And,
okay.
But they better contact me soon, because if I'm given a start date, then I'll be obligated with that other job, and then I'll be locked in for 90 days.
Yeah, I totally understand. That's just what I'm getting for now.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So, Jen, can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I was born here in Buffalo. I live right down the street, actually, not too far from here. I have three awesome sons, great husband. I'm a social worker.
That's cool.
I really love it. I feel like it really goes hand in hand with what I do here.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the favorite thing about myself.
Awesome. Yeah. That's got to be like a pretty cool like energy, almost exchange or like level, like with the work that you do, and then with just helping people all around, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that Ivy always kind of says like to be of service, and
mm-hmm.
I've made that my entire life. Like, so.
That is awesome.
It's a natural progression.
That is so awesome. Okay, so what brought you to the academy? Like, what was it that led you here, and when was that?
I started coming here. I feel like it was August. I got a reading here for my son,
mm-hmm.
and then Ivy was like, you should probably start classes, and they started that next week in September. I've been eyeing the academy, though, for a little bit of time now. Three of my doctor's offices are, like, right in this area. So my dentist's office was right there, and I was like, oh, hey, there's a psychic school right there. So I've always kind of stalked it,
mm-hmm.
But I never really came in until August.
And what brought you in with August? You said a reading?
Yes. My son is 15. He'll be 16 in August. And
you do not look old enough for a 16-year-old son. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
So he kind of came to me one day and said, Mommy, I see spirits following me everywhere that I go at night when I'm walking home. There's always somebody with me. And I come from a family with a lot of mental health. So before I went the mental health route, I wanted him to see somebody that was good and available to kind of see what was going on with him. So I chose to show that.
That's pretty awesome. And it's always interesting to me, like it's going to sound so funny to say, but it's always interesting to me how she just knows. Like, it's our job, right? Like, we're just supposed to know. Like, she just knows, like, and it just kind of,
mm-hmm.
you sit there and you're just kind of like, seriously? Like, it almost feels like a little,
right.
like, do you know me and I don't know you? Like,
right.
it's just
Absolutely.
Such an awesome experience.
Yes.
Now, with your son, with that, because he was with you,
mm-hmm.
it was reading for him. So what
yes.
did he take away? Like, you and him actually take away from that?
I think for him, it took away a lot of fear that he had. He's not. She kind of gave him, like, right then, and then he took empathic needs, which really helped him, too.
Mm-hmm.
But right after that reading, he was kind of able to stand up for himself and say, no, you don't belong here, kind of figure out who it was, what was going on. She kind of gave him that confidence to say, I'm in control, so he wasn't afraid. Like, he's never slept in the dark, and I never knew this was why.
Wow.
So I think that's what he really took away. And I think for me, it was a lot of validating. Like, I felt normal because I've always been having little things come up here and there. And you just kind of brush it off. Like, you know, it's just
yeah.
a coincidence.
Right.
So I think for me, it was really validating. To come in and have her say, no, you should probably be here.
Right? Yeah. It's pretty awesome when that happens.
Because yes.
you're like, okay. Now, was there, other than the reading and stuff, was there any, like, a specific event or anything that may have taken place that maybe, other than seeing this all the time, because, you know, isn't that a sign when you're, like, seeing it all the time? like an event or anything that, took place, or was it more just based on, you know, getting him a little bit more help that he needed?
It was based on getting him the help. Like, if I learn here, mm-hmm. I can teach him not to be afraid. Like, that's the mindset. When I came in on day one, I was like, I don't know, I'm unsure, but I want to learn for him so that he can be okay.
See, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's an awesome mom. Okay, so speaking in terms of, like, terminology and stuff, and before taking any classes, did you have any prior knowledge of what your abilities were and maybe what they were called?
No, I always had dreams about things before they happened.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been since I was little. And I've always talked to angels. I was obsessed with angels when I was little. And I just thought it was just me being weird and being an only child talking to invisible people.
Right. No. Well, I want to I kind of want to kick in on the angels a little bit with you, because this is something that you and I, like, definitely have in common.
Yeah.
And the angel connection, I know what it is for myself and, mm-hmm. like, how it was for me. But can you maybe tell me a little bit about, like, when the angels, you know, come in for you, like, how do you receive the information from them? Like, what is, like, how does that happen for you when they come through?
It's almost always in a dream. And then there's a point in the dream where I'm like, wait a minute, this is not a dream. And I turn to this person standing next to me, and it's like, oh my God, you're an angel, let's talk. So it's like every time it's like new and fresh, like, oh my God, let's talk. So I get a lot of information from dreams. If it's them taking me somewhere, my first dream was seeing them take my grandmother to heaven.
Oh my goodness.
And from then it just kind of spirals, like if something's going on around me and I'm like, I need something, I'm going to have an angel dream and we're going to chat about it and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I've always kind of talked to them in the back of my head out loud, but as far as seeing and knowing, like, this is what it is, it's mostly during dreams.
And did you know, like, right away they were an angel, or, like, just, like,
I always knew they were angels.
See, that's awesome.
And I had no proof of anything, but I was 100% sure, like, no, the angels told me.
Yeah.
Yes.
You just know. You just have that knowing that, what is that, the claircognizance.
Yeah.
And it's just, no, I know.
You just know. I knew my mother had cancer the first time. I was walking home from school, I think, and I didn't know that my mom went to the doctor the whole thing and was sitting there prepared with booklets and brochures, and as I'm going through the door,
mm-hmm.
like, I hear, your mom has cancer, it's okay. So I go through the door and she's like, we need to talk. I'm like, I know you have cancer, it's gonna be okay. How do you know? The angels told me.
The angels told me.
Like, very nonchalant, like, yeah.
And it's that comfortable, like, it's,
yeah.
You know, like, you've been talking for years.
Absolutely. So
has it been that way for you, like, your whole life, or has it evolved over time, like, with the angels, like, has it evolved over time?
It has evolved over time. I would say in classes now, like, I'm seeing them more when I'm awake.
Okay.
Not right in that twilight sleep area, but it is now more like I know who you are. Like, I feel like I've seen people who are angels, like, you're not a person. I know who you are. I know what you're doing. And we have that kind of knowing look, and it's just move on.
So is it, and it just, this leads me right into my next question on that too, is that, so when you see them, like, for me, a lot of it is through my mind's eye, or I feel their energy, because an angel's energy is way different than our loved ones or a human, you know, living human being. With that, do you physically see them, or is it more like within the mind's eye?
It's almost like, it's hard to describe, where if you're looking at something one way, you put on a special glasses and you can see their real form.
Okay.
So I can be looking at a person and drawn to the person, and I'll get, close your eyes. I can close my eyes and see the energy outline of them.
Yeah. That is so cool. See, this is why I definitely wanted to talk about this with you, because it's way different for me. Like, the angelic connection is there.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I will kind of, like, see it, but it's more within the mind's eye, and, like, I'll feel their energy. Like, I more feel their presence, or, like, an outline, or, like, a shadowing,
mm-hmm.
versus actually physically see them. So it's always interesting to me to hear another person's perspective.
Yes. Yes.
And I know we all have that ability to be able to, like, see them and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And but you're really, like, the first person that I know that is so strong with, and that it affects, like, would you say it affects, like, every reading, like, they're in every reading you do, or they're, how would you say that?
I think it's definitely every single reading. I know that I'm walking in with my people behind me, but I think a lot of times for the sitters, they kind of feel like however their energy is or whatever. So to see their people around them, it kind of helps me be more confident in the information that I'm giving. Like, I know that you're good. It's not just me having a thought that it's going to be okay. Like,
yeah.
I can see around you. I can see the work around you knowing that it's going to be okay.
That's awesome. Oh, my gosh. Okay. It gets me, I'm sorry, it's going to sound just so funny because, like, I get excited over other people's, like, their growth and their development and, like, what they can do. Because, like I said this, we had the tag gallery reading here today, and that was, like, pretty awesome. There's a lot of great energy flowing through
Absolutely.
That.
It was really good.
Yeah, and you did awesome. All the girls did awesome. I'm always so proud of them, you know. But it's always interesting to feel like I always call us like psychic snowflakes because we're all similar, but we have a different thumbprint. We have a different way of doing that.
Absolutely.
So let's dive back in here to now. What abilities would you say you have?
I'm an empath, so it started for me smelling things that are not there, that other people can't smell. Like, what is that smell? What is it? And I know now that it's always spirit communicating with me, giving me a smell that's familiar. So I do that. I talk to angels. I can talk to deceased loved ones. I get a lot of guides. I'm able to see a lot of colors now, which is cool. So I'm going to be doing aura graphs.
That's awesome.
I do a lot of work at night. I don't even know what it's called, but they've been kind of lifting me off now, and it's always helping babies being born, people in labor, helping with babies. So I do a lot of that. There's not a name for it, but a lot of work.
I think
work.
It's just working in sleep, right? Like, I'm not sure if there's a term. I think you should come up with a term, and we will adopt that, and then we will start, like, gender. Right? No, I totally feel you on that because, like, what we say too, and what Ivy will teach within the classes is that when you wake up exhausted, like you're dragging your bones behind you and stuff like that, like, you know, you have worked in your sleep or you wake up and you have this information and so forth.
Yes.
So a lot of it now, did that recently, like, more kick up with taking the classes, like the working and the sleep, or the energy?
Definitely kicked up after classes. I would say it's grown exponentially. At first, it was kind of like, sometimes I do wake up and I am a little bit tired. And now when we have that class that acknowledged it, it was like, okay, you know what it is now, let's go. And it was like working all the time. So I like it.
Awesome. So you do with the empathic ability you were saying, you get a lot with like clairsentience.
Yes.
And would symbols be like a big thing for you, like symbology?
Not as big. I know the symbols. So sometimes when I first started, I relied a lot on symbols. It would be something in a certain color or a certain shape, and then I can go with it. Now I don't lean on them as much because it doesn't come through with symbols anymore. It's more kind of a knowing. And then I can give the message. But when I definitely first started, it was mostly symbols. And I had to interpret everything. That's why it took me so long to start, is because I had to know. Blue star, what is this?
Right, yeah. No, but I love that, though, like talking about your development and stuff. Like, I absolutely love that. And it's like, from my perspective, like, and this wasn't the same for everybody. Like, it always seems like when I'm in here helping with the students and stuff like that, it's different for each person. And when I sat with you, like, sometimes I felt like Jen's going to hate me because, like, I would just speak up like, you know,
who is this woman?
I don't like her anymore, but she's cool, right? So, but with you, it always was like physically in front of me. Like, I would see the words or the energy swirling in front of you, and you have this really cool way of like closing your eyes and you use your hands like you're directing.
That's literally what it is. Like, when somebody sits with me, they just open up a spiritual bag and like dump it out in front
of
me.
That's so cool to phrase it that way too.
And then I kind of take a second and I learn that I can sort through it with my left hand and not my right. So I close my eyes and I'm literally seeing pieces that I'm sorting around. Sometimes it's a piece of a message, so I got to find the other piece, and it's really moving everything around into a timeline or a certain area. Like, if this is on the work message or anything like that, like, it really, like, that's how I sort through it. So.
Yeah, and I just love that too. I have to say, like I mentioned it a little bit before, but I'm going to say it again because I just crack up at this. Every time I think about it, is there was one time when you were reading, I think it was one of like your within your last three classes or so, and you were reading this lady, and I'm like counting down, like I'm about to like say, and then you're just like. Like you put up your hand and you're like blah 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 blah. I'm like, yes.
You know, I think a lot of that too is kind of me being left-brained a little bit, and I'm like, okay, I want to make sure that I know the whole story before I open my mouth instead of just going sometimes. So that hesitation is gone now. But initially, it was like, I want to see the whole entire thing, and it doesn't always come like that.
Right.
So, yeah.
No, that's awful. I overuse the word often, but it's like the word I use to express like how excited I am with things. But like I said, it's always really cool to just kind of sit and, you know, go back and forth.
Yeah, absolutely.
So now before and after taking the classes, where do you feel you have grown the most spiritually?
Honestly, I would say I've grown as an empath. There were a lot of circumstances before I took the classes where I am absorbing so much energy around me and taking it in and then lashing out at people, get into arguments sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, it can be anything because it's really, I'm taking in everything around me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm much calmer now. But
I know that feeling.
Like it's so cheesy, but I feel so peaceful sometimes. And like, you're not going to get under my skin. Like, I can control. I know you're just upset and it has nothing to do with me. I love you anyway. So I think I've become more like a calm, centered person. I do feel wanting to do more service and give, like volunteer more, like get out there more. So I feel like it's kind of washed away like a layer of like outside grit from other people for me, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think what you're saying too is, we, as we go and develop, like with the classes, like help us to kind of like recognize certain things. And it's not just, it's growth within ourselves, but within the world around us too.
Absolutely.
And I'm right with you because I'm like a higher level empath. And it's like, I will look at one person, not today.
Yep.
And you just keep moving. And I think one of the awesome things is that Ivy helps teach us to really kind of help keep that under control or harness and so forth, you know.
Right. I agree.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, so now take me through your process when you sit down and you do like a reading, whether it's like one-on-one or even in the gallery, really. Mm-hmm. So what happens within you like energetically and spiritually when receiving messages or information when you're giving readings?
When I'm giving readings, I always start closing my eyes, kind of seeing what's there. Now there'll be swirls of color that I'm now interpreted into different moods or feelings. So I kind of start with the colors and then interpreting how that plays into what they're doing right now, what they want to do. Once I kind of get like their core color, it's hard to like explain, but there's always a color like swirling right here in the middle of their chest. Like once I can focus on that one, then the information starts to come for me. So when I'm doing it, I kind of start psychically and I'm giving you information and then I kind of jump to spirit and then let spirit come through and finish that. So.
That is really cool. Okay. So you're saying there's a color kind of swirl. So this isn't like chakra. This is more of like aura.
Yes,
like
it's definitely more aura. Like I can kind of see what your energy is focusing on right now. Like what are you, like what's the biggest thing for you in your energy? So it's not chakras, but it's kind of like, I say your soul, but it's always like a little swirling thing, like right in the heart. It's almost like the thing that's most pressing to you right now. Like when you wake up, this is what's driving you. Like this is making your decisions throughout the day. Like this is how like everything, how you're feeling with this one little color in the middle, is how you're acting throughout your day and making your decisions. So I start with that, and once I see that, I kind of get in there and see if it's something that they. Sometimes it's something that you're holding on to that you don't need, and that fear or that sadness is kind of driving you and making like all your decisions based on that. So that's how I start right in the center.
That is awesome. Like, I've never heard that before. Like, we're hearing this first, folks. I've never really even thought about that or even that's really just kind of like, I'm like, wow, like, that's really kind of cool. Like, I've never. So does the that ball of energy, or, you know, in that core, you know, the way you're describing it, does that ever change during the course of a reading? Like, if you say, like, touch upon what it might be exactly, and if they like stop and think for a moment, like, does that ever change?
I think form and change is something else. If it's related to like something in the past or a loved one who has that message, mm-hmm. it'll come out and then go to that spirit presence that's like right here beside them or right beside me. So I know that message is attached to them, or they have a message about this specific event. Once I acknowledge it, it does kind of move out. So I can see that you are afraid right now, but it'll start to mix with colors of creativity or using it. And I know that you have to use it to like speak or teach other people, or is it doing something cathartic for yourself? So yes, it does kind of change.
You may need to do a class on that, because that is so cool. Like, I never see, because for me, this is so interesting for me, because I'm not one of those people who see auras. I call cheating, because I get a lot from spirit, from guides, from angels. Like, I get clear audience is very sharp for me, mm-hmm. hearing. So, and that's in case everybody doesn't know what clair audience is. Clair is actually French for clear. And it's, so it's clear voice or clear hearing. And it's with your, say, like your, I call it the mind's ear. It's not so much the physical ear, but sometimes it comes across as like, almost like a slideshow too sometimes. So it's that loud, random thought and so forth. What I was saying though is, for me, it's very, I'm very clear audience. And when I sit down to look at, to an orograph or a medical intuitive type reading or something, I hear everything, or I will get the before, you know, through my mind, the slideshow. Mm-hmm. And I hear like, oh, it's orange around her head, or it's green here. It's, and I color it out. And then it's so cool, because when we like group up, you end up with the same as the other person. So yes. It's super cool. But that is very interesting to me, because it's like, because I don't see the colors mm-hmm. that way. So would you say it's the same, like, talking about angels again, does that color, would you say, go off into an angel if there's an angel there to give a message, or does it work the same?
Yes, angel colors, they're kind of like more pastel.
Really?
So it could be the same color, but it's like a little more light, a little bit like wispy. So yes, it can't be, you're seeing this color, that could be the angel telling me what color light orb it is, a flash of light. If you're drawn to a specific color, I can tell you this is what your angel is kind of saying, like, look out for these purple lights.
That is so cool. That is, seriously, let's talk about Ivy with a class on that, because like, that is, I've never heard of anything like that. That is so cool. It
yes.
really is. Okay, so during, back to the questions here a little mm-hmm. bit, during the course of your development, what do you feel was your biggest challenge in like taking level one psychic mediumship development, and then again during level two? So what do you feel was your biggest obstacle or your biggest challenge?
They're kind of two. So the first is, I did struggle with connecting with deceased loved ones a
mm-hmm.
lot. It was like, okay, I have this woman kind of in mom's side, dad's side, I don't know, but she's here and this is what she said. So it did take some time for me to learn how to get that, those 3 points of identifying information.
Mm-hmm.
So who are you? What are you, like, what's going on? So that was a struggle for me, and you helped me with that.
Oh, yay!
But the second part was kind of that confidence in knowing that what you're saying is coming from spirit. You're not just rambling. It all matters, because sometimes I would hold information back. Like, this is a random thought. It has nothing to do with it. Like, when I'm in the mode, everything comes out. Everything matters. And before, I feel like I put a lot of, like, ego and effort in, oh, that's not going to make sense, or this person's going to think I'm terrible. But now it's like, no, I'm turned on, so I know this is what it's going to be like. This is how it is. This is the information. It's coming, and it almost always makes sense. And I think that's how I got over it, because after I did the reading, I would feel like I did a terrible job, and the sitter is looking at me like, eyes open, tearing, like, shivering. I'm like, okay, maybe this is all the information that's coming, and I just have to let it go. I think letting go
yeah.
was the biggest thing for me.
Was that for just level one, or was that also including like level two as
also
well?
Also in level two. Yeah, it was definitely like letting go. Because I have the tendency to want to, I don't know, to want to make sure that I'm doing a really good job.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking more about me doing a good job than like letting the message out. Like, I don't want to be disappointing, so
yeah.
I'm going to try and wait to get it all here, and then 20 minutes have gone by and I'm still kind of thinking and seeing if it's the right thing. So.
Yeah, because definitely every time I sat with you too, it was always like I could see the working and it was going. Like there was never a point in time where I thought you were going to be like, oh, crud. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like you're constantly like working. See, that's pretty cool to kind of like you really got a handle, like you recognized it, you got a handle, and you didn't stay over logically thinking too much.
Yeah.
You just popped right over. And I love the way you said that too about you're like, no, I'm open and no, you know, I'm working now and this and this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really good way to really kind of put it. And that helped, I feel. I mean, do you feel that really helped you with building the confidence towards?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would be so nervous before I did a reading. Like, I don't know if I'm going to get anything. Now I'm like a little bit nervous, but it's like, I know I'm going to get something. But I don't know what it is yet.
Right? They always keep us guessing.
Yes.
Guys and angels and everybody who comes through, they
mm-hmm.
always keep us guessing. And I do want to, for a second, pop back in on the angel thing too, just a little bit. I remember the last gallery that we did here in February, and it was right before like Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I had, it was Archangel Shamuel who had come and just had this big message with love. Now, for me, a lot of times, like I said, I don't really physically see them. I feel their presence.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you stories of other radio shows that I did with Ivy where I'm like, I can't turn my head. Like, it's like I'm not allowed to see them.
Right.
But do you ever feel it at times when that energy comes through with them? I know my process of like what I deal with, like I go through, I'll start sweating. I'll start feeling like hot flashes
mm-hmm.
or I'll feel like I'm vibrating or something.
Right.
Have you ever like felt that before or is that just?
I feel like it's like drinking a hot cup of like hot chocolate or a hot cup of tea. Like it's like they're hot, like their energy is really hot. And you kind of warm up right here. And then I know that kind of like when I feel it, like I have to fall into it. And kind of let them do whatever they're going to do. But, like, it's like you get that warm feeling. It's
warm.
Like,
exactly.
Oh, it's a little bit hot in here. And it's like, no, it's inside hot. Like,
yeah, like they filled you with, like, hot sprinkles or something. Like, there's this glittery aspect to it. Like, it's all lovely, but then you're like, I need to take off my shirt. Like, I'm going to die.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, so how do you feel the Academy and its classes has really changed you as a person, and in what way? Like not just spiritually, but as an individual, as Jen, you know, as a person.
Well, first let me say that when I came in here, I was having migraines maybe 5 or 6 days a week. No pain medications worked. I needed infusions twice a week to kind of make the migraines go away.
Okay.
Now is not the case at all. So I think my quality of life has improved so much because of it. I didn't believe I even mentioned that the migraines would go away.
Mm-hmm.
but it really has improved so much. And I think that, like, I can't say enough about the change overall. Like, I'm not stuck in bed all day. I can go to work and be more productive. So that's something that I really gained from it, like, all the ability and everything else aside.
Mm-hmm.
That was really one of the greatest things that I think I've gained. I'm less nervous, I think, when I'm doing something. I still get anxious, but I'm okay walking up and talking to a crowd of people. Like, I can, it's no problem, presentations in school, I'm in front of the class, like, oh, yeah, let's talk and let's do this. So I do feel like spirit kind of makes you do it anyway, so I am drawn to talk to more people now. Like,
ain't that
the
truth?
You can be standoffish, but now spirit is like, no, you need to go talk to that person and, you know, tell them. They're having a bad day, like anything, like that person needs you to talk to them. You need to have this interaction. So definitely become a better communicator.
Very cool. Now, would you say, like, with the migraines, because how long were you dealing with migraines, like a timeline on that? Like, was it from a young age? Was it, like, at what point did it really come on?
I started getting, like, I've always had migraines, but they definitely picked up to almost every day about 8 or 9 years ago. Wow. So before it was kind of a couple times a week here or there, always got headaches. But right, it was kind of after I had my third son, the migraines kind of hit me and like it consumed me after that. Like medications wouldn't work. It was just, it was madness. Like going to a neurologist, not having a plan, not knowing what's going to help or anything like that. So yeah, the migraines kind of hit then and they were pretty constant. Like I get FMLA because of it. Like sometimes I can't go to work because
it just like, really kind of like, I hate using this word, but almost like really crippled you in a way. Like it just kind of
really,
like
really did. Like blankets up to the windows, don't touch me, don't move, like I'm throwing up. Like, and it's always the resolution is you got to go in and take a like a 4-hour infusion of medications just to get the edge off so that I can function. So
but they never really completely
helped.
So what would you say that these migraines were really like a cause? Like was there like a medical cause or was it more like, do you feel it was more along the lines of like a spiritual?
I think it's really more spiritual. I think that even now, if I'm not doing readings or if I'm not getting the information out, it's almost like it feels like I'm holding on to it. Like something that I'm supposed to say, something I'm supposed to do something a certain way, if I start holding on to it, I'm starting to get that headache, and I'm stubborn, so I'm going to hold on to it. And spirit's like, nope, you're going to let it go, or you're going to be in pain. So
it's almost like the headaches, the migraines are almost like you're, the term that, I've used, the breaking of the leg, so to speak, because it's like if you just stick to it and hang on to that a little bit, cling to it a little bit too long, they're like, nope, let's go.
Yeah. So, yeah. Gotta get it out. Like, it's almost like a feeling of pressure. You got to get it out. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I am seeing we have a caller coming through. Hi, caller. Are you there?
Oh, hi. Hello.
Hi. Can you tell us your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, Manny from Rochester, New York.
Hi. Hi, Manny. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, pretty good. Thanks. How are you doing?
We're doing great. How are you doing, Jen?
I'm pretty good.
Oh, my goodness. What's your question for us?
Question was my uncle passed away in, like, last year, September. I was wondering, I don't think he was too open with this stuff, so I was wondering how he's adjusting on the other side.
Can you give me your uncle's name?
Yeah, Mario.
Okay. One moment. Okay, I'm not sure what Jen's getting. I'm just going to jump in. You're laughing. Okay. He's great. And there, I'm giggling here because it almost feels like with him comes humor. I'm getting a lot of humor with him. I just want to sit here and giggle. Like, I'm literally hearing laughing. And I just kind of, this just kind of feels like more within, like, his personality and everything. Okay, yeah, when loved ones cross over, we look at it like it's, we sign on to like a life contract before we come here, and then when we move, we cross over, we're good. We are pretty much solid and evened out with everything we have. But with him, there's so much humor coming with him. Like even the littlest bitty thing is just something to laugh about or something to smile about, and I feel like he was maybe like a little bit of a jokester too. I'm trying to see, there's like something, it's almost like a point and laugh kind of a thing, or poke somebody, like, did you see that kind of a thing? Like, I'm seeing a lot with the finger poking and stuff. My goodness,
like
he's just very, what's that?
Did you say, like, poking around, like?
Yeah, like poking at somebody, you know, or like poking.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely, yeah, right.
Okay, yeah. Just very lighthearted, very giggly, very goofy, just a very sweet, loving, you know, general, you know, type of guy. But yes, 100%, like he's very good where he is at. He's at peace and he's very happy and smiles down. I keep seeing a baseball cap, too. I don't know if he wore one, but I'm almost seeing, like, this baseball cap. Like, he would mess with a ball cap. Like, if somebody had one on, he would flip it down over their eyes. Or
Right. I think towards the end, yeah. That's right.
Okay.
Towards the end of his life, he was wearing, yeah.
Okay. Huh. So I'm seeing this with the ball cap, but very, very lighthearted, very loving, and just very smiling. And it's just kind of a reminder, too, with this also comes with even in those moments where there's nothing to smile about, just smile because you'll make somebody else smile. So I kind of get that general emotion with him. Jen, what are you getting here?
I have the same for you. Like, I got this, like, dead on, definitely.
We're right on with each other. Okay. Is that, are we good?
Oh, yeah. That sounds, his character just right on.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling. Hope you have a great night.
Thank you. You too. Thank you. Thanks again. Yeah. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was cool. I liked him. Right? The hat and everything is like, it's like you said the name and I just start giggling and I'm like, oh my goodness, because sometimes when that happens, like, we have to clarify, like, why we're giggling, like, we're not laughing at you. Like, we're just, like, the spirit literally comes through and they have such good energy. Like, he had some good energy. Mm-hmm. So I just, like, giggle about it or smile. Okay. I like that call.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so since taking the classes and having a family, how do you feel that your development has had an effect on your relationships in general, but especially with, like, your closest loved ones, your husband, your children, and so forth?
I think that for so long, I had such a hard time acknowledging, or I didn't even tell people that I had dreams about things before it happened, or I talked to angels. And now, me being more authentic to who I am and everything that I do, I think it's made me a better person and a better mom. Like, I can see things in my kids. They each have, like, a different piece of my ability, which is really cool.
That's awesome, yeah.
And I think really being able to see that in them, there's nothing wrong with you, or this is why you're having a hard time making friends, because your energy is, like, out here, like a big mushroom cloud. So I think it's made me more definitely empathetic towards them. Like, I can be more compassionate, I think, and know that I know what's wrong with you. Sometimes I hear their thoughts, and it's the best thing in the whole wide world, but I do know to kind of back off of them a little bit.
I think it definitely adds to the whole mom aspect, because they always say that moms can have eyes in the back of their heads and stuff like that. Like, you have this whole team that's going to rat them out.
Absolutely. They can get away with nothing now. But no, I think it's really having that authenticity there. That's, for me, that's kind of, I don't care if you're, like, wacky and weird. Like, I've definitely tried not to put my kids in a box. Like, you don't have to do this or be a doctor, be a lawyer. It's like, find your spot, love it, go hug a tree, run around barefoot, like, do it.
I love that. That is brilliant. I, you know, not to knock parents out there, but I think a lot of kids get bogged down with too much restriction and they don't get enough freedom. And I understand children are different, and some of them you don't want to have too much freedom.
Absolutely.
But I love how you said that, how you don't want them to be, like, in a box and stuff. And with your development with them, and you said that, like, you've noticed, like, different abilities that you have in each one of them, it's helped to really just kind of help them with their own development.
Yes, absolutely. My oldest son, like I said, he's 15, and he's the one who sees spirits, so I can kind of help him make those boundaries and say, yes, you do. I want you to know that, yes, you do see it. And it's there, and it's okay. Like, you don't have to be afraid. My middle son is still kind of the mystery. We know he's, like, a really strong empath, and everybody looks at him and goes, whoa, you got so much going on. So we don't know. We're waiting for him to hit puberty, and we're going to see what that blossoms into.
Wait for that to pull it out.
but I know it. And he's always, I can always say, the most compassionate about my children. If I'm not feeling well, he knows automatically, like, oh, do you want a cup of tea? Like, how are you feeling? So he's definitely more in tune with, like, your feelings, your emotions. If you're not feeling well, he's going to be the one to text you in the middle of the day, have a good day. So he's that kid.
I don't know him, and I, like, love him. Just by the way you're describing him. Oh, my goodness. That is so sweet.
Yes, that's them. And my middle one is the one who kind of brought me to all of this, and kind of acknowledging who I am and my abilities. He was born kind of open, just saying little random things here and there, like, oh, the wolf is following you and wants you to do this. And I'm like, what are you talking about? and I think one of his biggest roles is opening my mind up to this whole different world of psychic ability and everything. He was going to daycare, and his best friend was leaving daycare, and so his mom wanted to set up play dates, and me and my social anxiety was like, well, I don't want to meet new people. But I ended up meeting his mom, and his mom was like, oh, you're kind of psychic, and this is really cool, and you should do it.
Mm-hmm.
So she, like, without my little son, like, I never would have met her. She's like my best friend now, and I'm like, years ago, you saw it in me. She's like, no, you're an empath, you're psychic, you can give readings. I'm like, but no, you're a hippie. So I think, like, really his role is, like, bringing me into all of this. Like, I don't think I would be here without him.
And that was your youngest or your middle?
My youngest.
Oh, your youngest.
Yes.
Okay, and how, may I ask, how old
he is? 8.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You, I swear, she does not look old enough to have children these days. You look so young. Like, I'd say, like, if I were to guess your age, I'd be like, what are you, 25? Like,
what?
20, no. 21? Oh, my goodness.
Okay. 32 this year.
Get out of here. See, and I think Ivy's right. Mediumship keeps us young.
It keeps us young. You're well hydrated by spirit.
Absolutely. So with your husband, is he, you know, I'm going to ask the question, like, is he supportive with all this? Like, where is he? Like, when you first were like, I'm going to take, like, where was he with all of this?
So when I first met him,
mm-hmm.
I kind of tested him out by saying, you know, sometimes I have dreams about stuff before it happens. And he did not judge me. And I was like, oh, my God, I love you.
Love you more now.
So he's been, like, into it, doing it. He would support me in, I think, anything. But there are days where I'm like, oh, I'm not going to class. He's like, no, you should go get out, go hang out with your friends and do it. So he's really, really supportive. I think that you cannot believe whatever, but he sees, like, sometimes I'm saying really random things and he's
mm-hmm.
like, oh, no, get out of my head. So he cannot deny it.
And you're like so beaming when you're talking about him. Like, I can see, like, oh, I love this man.
You know what? I got an angel message that I should talk to him. Like, so when I met him, like, I was in a crazy point in my life with all these things swirling around, and it was like, no, you really need to talk to this guy. And I was like, well, the angels told me to. He's really not my type, but whatever.
they know better, apparently,
right? So, absolutely, like, he's my guy.
That is awesome. So with that too, like, if you were not into, like, let's go back a little bit to before you got into things and stuff like that. If you, as I like to phrase it, didn't have a psychic bone in your body, and your children were showing signs of things, like, do you feel you would have been open to helping to figure out what is going on with them, or where do you feel that you would have been?
Absolutely, I would have been open to finding out anything. My parents have some pretty severe mental health. My mom was schizophrenic, and so she saw stuff everywhere, and
mm-hmm.
I can see how it negatively affected her to kind of deny it, or to be given, like, medications for it and suppress it or whatever. So it was really, like, toxic for her not to have it out. I think as a parent, my philosophy, like, I'm a very free-range parent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go do your thing. Like, I never want to bog my kids down with anything. I want them to know that I'm going to support you. So if y'all have nothing going on and you woke up speaking French, we're taking French class. Like, so.
There you go.
Like, I would support them in anything that they do. And I don't want to. I try to find a non-conventional method to deal with everything anyway. So I always want to do, like, what's best for them. Like, everything that I do is driven by them. Like, how can I help you? What can we do?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's definitely, I would, absolutely.
I want to say too, like, I want to go back a little bit, like, with your husband, with, like, so the angels said, talk to this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever tell him that? Like, how did that work exactly? Like,
no, I didn't tell him. Even to this day, I never told him.
Is he listening? Because he might know now.
I know, he probably is.
Hi.
I only told you because they wanted
you. Oh, my goodness. She loves you. You know it. Don't lie, she's, like, beaming over here. She's, what is your name?
Dennis.
Dennis. She loves you, Dennis. I can see it on her face. It was meant to be. Okay. So how is the process of your spiritual development here at the Academy, like, helped you and what it has really meant to you?
I think for one, I'm in, like, my own bunch of weird kids. Like, we're all the odd kids together, and it's okay, and it's cool. I have a real, like, there's a real sense of community with, like, the people in your classes, but, like, with people that weren't in your classes. Like, you can talk to these people about everything, and nobody's going to judge you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think having that community,
mm-hmm.
like, that cohort, like, that companionship for me, who only came out of high school with, like, four friends maybe, is awesome.
Yeah. So it's really kind of helped you just feel like almost like a place, like you were saying, community, like a kind of a place where you belong.
Yeah.
And
oh yeah, absolutely.
And the friendships here are just kind of.
Oh yeah, because you know you're different. Like, you know, like, you're a little bit different from the rest of your family.
You use air quotes, right?
So yeah, absolutely. I think having that companionship and this cohort of people, like, it feels like on day one of class, I've known you forever. Like,
yeah.
So absolutely.
It's kind of like that soul sister recognition mm-hmm. kind of a thing. Like, you can almost like recognize a light worker from somebody who may be psychic or empathic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we just have this glow and everything about us. And I think it's amazing because, like, with my level one or level two, we had a rather large group.
Mm-hmm.
And we all just clicked so well, and just kind of the atmosphere and the camaraderie and everything that is really built here.
Absolutely.
It just makes those friendships that really just kind of last, but it makes you feel like you're really not alone.
Right. And then you can see it in other people too, though. Like, you know, you're kind of attracting other people. Like, I know what a real genuine connection feels like. So when I'm making connections outside of school, it's like, oh yeah, like, I see it in you. Like, so
mm-hmm.
you're making these real genuine friendships, and you know, like, you're kind of aligning yourself with all these people that have the same values as you. So being able to distinguish, like, who's going to be, like, a sometime work friend or, like,
right.
Like, it's really good. Like, you can kind of, you're going to attract people that are like you. And so
mm-hmm.
you kind of build it that way too. So it's like a community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We can't even fudge the energy in this place because it's just so good with everything.
Right, absolutely.
So I know that we are, we're winding down a little bit here, but I do, real quick, I kind of want to get in our DeLorean here and kind of go back in time.
Okay.
And back where it's really, like, what's your earliest kind of memory? Like, how old were you, or the earliest kind of memory that you really remember from your child to where you were, as we say, air quote, different?
I was an only child, so I was always talking to myself.
I have three siblings, and I was still talking to myself.
always talking to myself. Like, it was just madness. I don't know how my mom let me talk to myself so much. But always talking to myself. And then there was so much grief after my grandmother passed.
Mm-hmm.
She was really the rock for our family. So then after I saw that dream where she went away, I was like, did everybody else see that? Like, and after I saw her go there, like, she was automatically right here with me, behind me, and smelled her all the time. And I'm like, no, my grandmother's here. So I was distraught before, but then, like, after that, I had that angel moment, it was like, she's right here. Like, what is this? Like, and everybody else in my family was like, oh, you know, she's still just upset about her grandmother. And I'm like, no, she's right there. You don't smell her perfume?
Wow. So grandma, like, literally, like, even though she had passed on, she was still, and we always, like, people always wonder that, and they do smell things and maybe not, you know,
mm-hmm.
realize and stuff, but she was really still, like, right by your side. So
always, I talk to my grandmother every day.
Me too. Me too. I know mine passed when she was 11, so I'm just kind of like, hi grandma, or hi my dad, or whomever, you know. So back, like I was saying, back in time,
mm-hmm.
like, would you say, like, and that's your earliest, and would you say, like,
mm-hmm.
when you really started recognizing those abilities and the angel communication and stuff.
I'm sorry, say that.
Well, we just got the warning, so
I know.
It threw us off, but we are running out of time. So I will thank you so much for joining
me.
This was awesome.
I love it.
I'm gonna have to have you back on. So with that, it concludes our show for this evening. And again, for a full list of classes, visit the IvyLeaguePsychAcademy.com. And to book a reading with Reverend Ivy Rivera, Psychic Medium, visit Ivy Rivera Psychic Medium.com and find her on Facebook. You can contact me on Teresa Tree, Matuzak Psychic Medium, and Jen, if they would like a reading with you, where could they find you?
LadyPsychic.com.
All right. Thank you, everybody, so much for joining us. We have a show in 2 weeks on May 21st, and we will see you then. Have a great night.
Good night. Thank you.